Everybody, the sheet they're being passed around. They're extras. If somebody needs, just raise your hand. We'll get it passed down to you. So yes, we have finished Sefer Bereishis. On to Sefer Shemos. So, what's interesting about the Ramban? I mean, I know that like, say, Rashi doesn't really have this. I'm not sure like when this started. Like with the earliest Mefarshi Torah like had like Hakdamos. But the Ramban I would feel like is probably up there. I mean the Ramban has Hakdamos. He has Hakdamos to those parish. There's more sheets, no? Are there more sheets? Share. No, you can share with because you're back there. You'll share with Ellie. Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Okay. The Ramban has Hakdama to the Torah. He has a famous Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis, which maybe we'll quote a little bit from on the sheet. And he has Hakdama to Sefer Shemos. And it's interesting because, and this is what I kind of want to get out of these Hakdamos, is that, and we'll try to understand why. The Ramban, his perspective on a pasuk is not just understanding and explaining what the pasuk is saying, but kind of looking at the bigger picture. Like why is this? Like, say, for example, we saw in Sefer Bereishis a few times. Like, we, as a chabura, only saw maybe once. At least focused on it only once. The idea of Maisa Avo Simon Labanim. The springboard for the Ramban for that is because a lot of times he'll say there's a lot of details in these stories about how many wells they were digging or how many flocks of sheep there were when Yaakov gets to a well and this. Why are we mentioning all these details? So somebody who has a more narrow view could just be like, okay, I'll explain the pshat and then I'll understand what's going on. But the Ramban is saying, no, that's not enough. There's got to be some meaning here. There's got to be some purpose to what's going on because the Torah is not just telling us stories, not just telling us historical facts or details. So because the Ramban's intuition and perspective is there's something deeper going on here. Like, what's the point of all this? Not just explaining the in a nikudati in a focus, chunk of psukim. What's going on? He wants to know in a bigger picture. What's the point here? So that is definitely comes out in all the Ramban's hakdamas to the Sfarim. He wants to know what's the point of all this. He gives us like a very broad brushed idea of what's going on in the sefer. So this, in this little paragraph in Hakdama Sefer Shemos, we'll understand what the Ramban says is the main theme of Sefer Bereishis, and the main theme of Sefer Shemos. So he says, Hishlim Hakasav Sefer Bereishis. The Psukim completed Sefer Bereishis. Shehu Sefer HaYitzira B'chidush HaOlam V'Yitziras Kol Notzar. What is the theme of Sefer Bereishis? It's the book of creation, the idea that the world was created anew, and the creation of everything that was created, Uvimikre HaAvos. So now it seems like a totally different thing. We can say this, no? We ask ourselves, what is the theme of Bereishis? So, well, the first few parshios about the creation of the world and humanity. And then we have from Avram on the happenings to Am Yisrael. But says the Ramban, no, those look like they're two different things. They're actually the same. He says, Umikre ha'avos shehim ke'inyin yitzira lizar'am. And then the story is happening to the Avos, which is like a story of the creation of what's going to happen to their children, to their descendants, to us. Why? All of the things that happen to them, all the events, all the challenges, all the victories that happen to them, are images for things, lirmos uluhodia, to hint to and inform us, kol asid lavo lahem, everything that's going to happen to them, meaning their descendants, to us. So again, in this line, the Ramban is referencing Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. So he says that everything that's happening to the Avos, it's not some stories. It's also the story of creation, the creation of Am Yisrael. To tell us that there's going to be, when Avram went down to Mitzrayim, there's going to be Shibud Mitzrayim, and they're going to come out, Rechush Gadol, and et cetera, and Ramazim to the Beis HaMikdash, and everything about Jewish history is hinted to in these stories of the Avos. After we finish Sefer Bereishis, which theme is creation, Hizchil Sefer Acher. Now we're starting a new Sefer. Be'inyan Hamayse Haba Min HaRimazim Hahem. To tell you about the things that will happen that reflect those hints. Meaning to say that in Sefer Bereishis, we're talking about stories that didn't seem so dramatic, but they're being told to us to tell you there's something here that's hinting to the future of Am Yisrael. Now we're talking about the future of Am Yisrael. Now we're talking about the actual events themselves. V'nisyachet Sefer Ve'eleh Shemos. First of all, he calls it Ve'eleh Shemos, not Shemos. And the uniqueness of Sefer Ve'eleh Shemos, or Shemos, Be'inyan Hagalus Harishon Hanigzar Befeirush. We see the first exile that was prophesied explicitly. Where was the Galus prophesied? Rishmen Masarim. Exactly. Right? Ger Yezer Chaber Salahem. But we knew some. Okay, so that's this happening. Okay, the redemption from it. The lechein chazar v'hiskil. V'hischil b'shemos yordei Mitzrayim u'misparam. So we already have, where do we have in Vayigash? We already had the listing of all the different Shvatim and their descendants and how we got to 70 and the Machlokas and the Mefarshim, how we got there. We already listed everybody. So Hakim Shemos starts off, Eilu Shemos b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, and we go through the Shvatim. We already know this. Okay, it's also, I think, stems from the perspective of the Ramban. The Torah is not giving us facts. We already know these facts. We already know who are the yordei Mitzrayim. We already know their numbers. So why are we being closer on this? Av abisha kvar nichtav zeh. It was already written. So why are we focusing on this again? Bavur ki yiridasam sham hu reishis hagalos kume az hu chal. From that point on, that is the beginning of the galus. That's when it began. We don't have the art scroll. That's when it began. That's when they began to have a yirida, like a spiritual yirida. What's the Ramban saying here? A very interesting, a very important idea that the Torah is not telling us stam that they went down to Mitzrayim. We already know they went down to Mitzrayim. The Torah is not telling us stam facts, but it's giving us kind of bookends, and this is like the first bookend of Sefer Shemos. There's an idea here. There's a message here. The message is that this is now beginning the galus. We already know. We left off in Vayechi. Even Yosef died. I mean, of course, we know who was in Mitzrayim. We have to start off Sefer Shemos. It's a new Sefer with a new point. The point of Sefer Shemos is to know about this galus and the geula from it. So at the beginning, just describing, at least in a few psukim, the beginning of this galus. What was the beginning of this galus? The fact that the Shvatim went down to Mitzrayim. Even though we know it, again, because for the Ramban, it's not about the fact. It's about the messages and the yesodos coming out of the psukim. Okay. V'hine ha-galus einenu nishlam. When will this galus be completed? We think maybe Yisro will become Matan Torah, something like that, when they go out of Mitzrayim. He says no. When will this galus be completed? Ad yom shuvam el mikomam v'el ma'alas avosam yashuvu. Until they get to the place and the level of the avos. So we have this very, I don't remember the Ramban talks about it so much, but we don't necessarily know why they went down to Mitzrayim. Meaning, what was the point of going down to Mitzrayim? Why did they have to suffer? Why did they have to be in this, what the Pesukim in Navi could describe as, or also the Torah, it's a Kur HaBarzel, some sort of like smelting, oven that heats everybody up and it makes them suffer, and then it makes them join together to become a Nam. Why did it have to happen that way? We don't know. But we know that they left Eretz Yisrael on a certain spiritual level, and in Mitzrayim, over the course of becoming this Am, they also had a very tremendous Yerida. So in order for this galus to be completed, you have to go back to the level of their forefathers. And when they left Mitzrayim, even though they're no longer enslaved, adayin yachshivu golim, they're still considered being in galus. Ki hayu be'eretz lo lahem, they're in this desert, this land that's not theirs. Nivuchim ba'midbar, they're just confused. They don't know what's going on. They're scared. They just don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Ukeshabo el Har Sinai va'asu hamishkan. So it's not necessarily Har Sinai per se. When they came to Har Sinai and built the mishkan, v'shav hakadosh baruch hu v'hishra shchinaso b'neihem. And then we know in the mishkan the psukim describe Hashem's shchina returned to Am Yisrael. Right, and the Ramban talks about that the point of the Mishkan was to kind of eternalize and continue the Ashras Hashchina on Har Sinai. But the point of the Mishkan was to bring us Hashem Shchina into this world. Az Shavu El Ma'alos Avosam. Then they returned to the level of their fathers. Shahaya Sod. I should have did this into a Kuf. Eloka Alei Ohalem. That this the Sod of their God on top of their tents. We can say there's this really intense, very real Ashras Hashchina in their lives. The Heim Heim Hamerkava. The Midrashim describe. Medrash Rabba describes how when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to the Avos, or I think by Avram, maybe by all the Avos, describes after he's done speaking, Vaya'al Me'al. Hashem like came off from upon Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov after the Nebuah was done. And Midrash describes that they were the Merkava, they were kind of the vehicle of Hashem's presence in this world. So the idea is that we want to bring that intense presence of Hashem into this world through the Mishkan. Va'az Nechshivu Gi'ulim. And then they're considered to have been redeemed. V'lechei Nishlam HaSefer HaZed, the Sefer Shemos is completed with the Pasuk of Vashlimo Inyon HaMishkan, where we're completing the idea of the Binyan HaMishkan and HaShras HaShchina of the Mishkan. Uvyos Kod Hashem Malei Otso Tamin, and Hashem's presence filling it always. Who is about Kod? Who remembers the last pasuk in Sefer Shemos? Somebody. We got somebody here. About Kod. Yeah, what's before that? What's before that? Right. Okay, good. So the idea that Hashem's presence was resting in the Mishkan in front of all of Am Yisrael. So says the Ramban, that is the theme of Sefer Shemos. The Galus meaning not only the physical galus, but mainly not the physical galus, but the idea of going to Mitzrayim and losing that level of the avos, that spiritual level of the avos, and then regaining that through the hashras hashchina of the Mishkan. So that's the theme of Sefer Shmos. Okay, very interesting. But the idea of this Ramban, like I said at the beginning, that he doesn't look at the beginning of a parsha, which is, okay, let's see, okay, there's the avos, there's the shvatim, let's explain what the psukim are saying. The Ramban has a bigger perspective. The Torah is not stop telling us the fact that they went down to Mitzrayim. First of all, because it already told us that went down to Mitzrayim. But second of all, more importantly, that's not the point of the Torah. It's not a history book. It's coming to tell us ideas and messages and yesodos about serving Hashem. So therefore, it can't be just stop telling us they went down to Mitzrayim. What's the point? So it says, he looks at the bigger picture and he comes up with very big yesodos about what the point is. So now, famous Ramban and Hakam in the Sefer Bereishis. Let's look quickly, but this comes out very, very explicitly. When the Ramban looks at a pasuk, when he looks at the Torah, he's not looking at stories, he's not looking at details, he's looking at something much, much deeper. Okay, so says the Ramban. Kol ha-ne'amar b'nevuah. You see in the Hakdama of Sefer Bereishis, in the second paragraph. Everything that was prophesied throughout all the Nevi'im and Sifrei Nevi'im, Mimaisa Merkava, from the Nevuos of Yecheskel, which we read on Shavuos night when everybody is half asleep, so we don't know what's going on. But the idea that the Hashem, whatever the Maisa Merkava represents, Mimaisa Bereishis, and the whole, and again, the Ramban says also in Parshas Bereishis, that the story of the creation is also, we don't really know what it means from the Pesukim. It's something much deeper than on the face of it. The Hamikubal, and everything that was transmitted about, I mean, the Mesorah about what these things mean to the Talmid Chachamim, told us im arba hakocho shebe tachtonim, sorry, koach hamachzavim, koach hatzemach, tzemach hadama, v'nefesh hatznua, v'nefesh hamidaberes, and all the idea he's talking about, like in, I think, medieval, like philosophical terms, but the idea that there are different, like, kochos in the universe. There's the koach of the machzavim, things that are huge, meaning inanimate objects and plants, tzemach, and nefesh atznua, meaning the animal nefesh, and nefesh hamidaberes, the human soul, all the kochos in the universe, v'kulam ne'amar lemoshe rabbeinu b'ri'asa mikoch. All the nature of the universe, how these things are created, and what their kochos are, and what their nature is, how things can get broken and fixed. Everything's written in the Torah. Everything about the universe is written in the Torah explicitly or in a way that's hinted. There's 50. Says Ramban also, he's going to say it here. He says it throughout the parish of the Torah. 50 represents completion. There's 50 levels of understanding. Everything was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu except for one. I mean, you can't understand everything about the universe, but everything that a human could possibly understand was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a little bit less than God. Also, in the creation of the universe, scientific understanding or spiritual understanding of the universe, there's 50 levels. Like in the creation of rocks, there's one level of understanding. The kochu, but told us of how it's made and how it continues. And in terms of creation of the plant life, there's another level of understanding. Also, I think parenthetically, the Ramban is also referring to the different stages of creation in Sefer Bereishis, right? And Shemayim Ba'aretz and the plant life and the animal life, all those things aren't just stam, represents different levels of sophistication in the universe. There's different levels of understanding these different things. Uvriyas ha-chayo shar-echad, uvriyas ha-ofo shar-echad, animals and birds, uvriyas ha-shratzim, uvriyas ha-dogim, the insects and the fish, everything has a different discipline, has to be understood in a different way. V'yale ze lebriyas ba'alei nefesh, and it goes up to the creation of animal life and human life, amidaberes, human life. She is bonet sot ha-nefesh, understanding what the soul is, v'yeda mahusa, v'kocha, v'heichala, and understand like how it functions in the human body. Yagia l'mashakasav ganav, and if somebody understands everything in the Torah, can you reach the level that it says? It's like these are like the tzaddik stories that the Ramban says explicitly. Ganav, Chazal say it. Ganav adam, if a person's a thief, yodeya umakir bo, a talmid chacham who knows the yisodos of the universe can see it on his face. Noef adam yodeya umakir bo, if a person is mezane, a person the talmid chacham can see it on his face. Nechshad al hanida yodeya umakir bo, etc. Everything about the way the world functions is part of the Torah. Gedola mikulan, I'm skipping here. I'm skipping in the actual Hakdama, not in the sheet. Gedola mikulan, shemakir bekol baalek shafim, misham yale legalgalim leshamayim mitzvayim. You can understand the spiritual universe and the heavens and everything. Gibechol echad mehem shar chachma echad shloki chachmasa shalchaver. Everything is its own discipline, scientific and spiritually. Umisparam umukuba lehem aleim asham shem chamishim. There's a mesorah in Chazal. All the universe can be understood in 50 different levels. Chutz mi echad, there's one additional level which we don't know. The after Shia Shara Zeb Yedias Habora Yisparach Shalimtsar the Nivra. It could be this 50th level means understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodu Ba'atzam, which is impossible. The Altis Lakel Ba'amram Nivru Ba'olam Kial Harov Yedaber Ba'Shar Echad Lo Nivra. And don't, I think he says, don't think, don't be bothered the fact that it says there's 50 levels that were created, but Hashem wasn't created, so how could there be 50th be him? It doesn't mean Dafka. Okay, that's like a separate point. Ramuz Batorah, this idea of 50 or 49 and 50 is hinted to in the Torah, Bisfiras HaOmer, Ubisfiras HaYobel, also the Sanhedrin, Kashir Agid Bosod, Bhagi Shamratan Akarish Baruch. And I'll get to these sections of the Torah, I'll explain what these things mean, the 50. Bacholanimzar, Lamosher Abbeinu, Bishari Habina, everything that was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu about understanding the universe. Hakol Nichta Batorah Beferush, O Sheremuza Betevos, O Begimatrios, O Betsuras HaOsios, Aksubos, Hilchas, and everything about the universe was hinted to in the way the Torah was written, in the way which letters were chosen to be written, and how the gematrios work out, how the letters themselves look. Oh, hamishtanos betura, some words are little or small. Oh, kigon halifufos vakumo, some letters are written in a crooked way, in an arched way, in a something way. Yeah, this is more in the Sifrei Torah of the Teimanim. They have a lot of like different letters. They're curved in certain places. I don't know if we have this as much. Oh, bekotze haosios vikestrayim, like the little like tips and the crowns. Kamoshe amru kesha Allah Moshe lemarom Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim matu laKadosh Baruch Hu shaya kosher ksarim laosios. So I'm tying these crowns on the letters. Amar lo elu lama. So Hashem, what's the pshat? Amar lo asid adam echa lidrosh behem tile tilim shel halachos ad zumi nayin lecha. I know what the zoo is. Okay, so he says, don't worry, there's going to be somebody in the future, Akiva or Rabbi Akiva. He's going to explain a pile, heaps and heaps of halachas from each little detail of the osios. And how is he going to know it? He's going to say it's Alech al-Moshe Misinai. Ki ha-ramazim ha-eilu lo yisponenu ela mi-peh el-peh ad-Moshe Rabbeinu ad-Moshe Misinai. All these hints of what they represent, they're part of our Mesorah. They have to be understood through the Mesorah. Od yish b'yadin, I'm skipping a little bit. Kabbalah shel emes, we have a true tradition. Ki kol ha-Torah kula, the famous idea, I don't know, I think it's before the Ramban, famous idea written in the Ramban. The entire Torah, kula shemosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah is Hashem's names. Shatebos mischalkos l'shemos b'inyan echad ki utachshav al derech mashal. Everything could be parsed in slightly different ways to create Shem Hashem. For example, derech mashal ki pasuk bereishis yischalik l'tebos achir shgon berosh yisparei elokim. Instead of saying bereishis bar elokim, it's in the at the head Hashem Yisparach was Hashem. I don't know, something. Everything could be parsed in different ways to explain that it's Shem Hashem. So what's the theme of the Ramban's Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis? At least the main part of it. The Torah should not be understood in a superficial way. The entire Torah is level upon level of spiritual depth and meaning about the significance of the universe and the spiritual worlds. So for the Ramban, I think when it comes to Sefer Shemos, it's crazy. You can't say we're just stam relisting the 12 Shvatim. So there's a purpose here. There's a message here. There's something spiritual here. And therefore, this Yesod of the Ramban and the Hakdamat the Bereishis, I think, leads him throughout all of his papers. The idea that we're not looking for the shot, only looking for what's the point? Why is Hashem telling us this? Why do I want to know? Meaning, why should I be knowing this? What's the lesson for us as Obdei Hashem? That comes out also in his Hakdama to Sefer Shemos, that the beginning of the Sefer is beginning to tell you the theme, the idea that we went into exile, went into Galus, but that exile also is not a physical exile exclusively. It's mainly a spiritual exile. Okay, Adkan. Well, the